This podcast is a partnership between Money Radio, WPSE, and the Knox Law Firm, which is located at 120 West 10th Street in Erie, Pennsylvania. The Knox Law Firm is a full-service law firm that has provided practical solutions to businesses, families, public entities, and nonprofit organizations for the past 65 years. Their clients include a wide array of businesses, public entities, and nonprofit organizations, as well as individuals and families. They strive to understand your needs and fulfill them in a friendly, responsive, and cost-effective manner. With us today is Jeff Shibetta, attorney at the Knox Law Firm. Jeff, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome, Joe. Glad to be here.
Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about your legal practice at the Knox Law Firm?
Sure, I'd be happy to. My singularly largest area of focus would be in estate planning and administration, but I practice in a number of other areas, and that also encompasses some other things. So in addition to doing things like wills, trust agreements, and handling estate administrations and all the things that entails, also I and others in the firm are involved in doing the types of planning that you do typically for elderly people. So what's sometimes called elder law or long-term care planning, which is, you know, in essence, planning for the possibility that persons, typically elderly people, might need institutional care at some point down the road. And so you're working with their families to structure their finances and to get the proper legal documentation put together to best preserve and maintain assets for eventual distribution to family members, and also hopefully to help them get the best kind of care that they can get. So that's one big subset of estate planning that I do. I also do special needs planning, which is basically planning for people who have disabilities where they're getting government benefits that are conditioned on them having very limited resources. I also do real estate, which comes up all the time in connection with estate and elder law planning. And I also do some work on behalf of small business entities. So those are essentially the areas that comprise my practice.
Jeff, let's talk a little bit more about elder law. When should clients engage with an attorney for these issues?
I would say that while there's no magic bright line, no singular age or metric for that, I would say that most often age 70 is kind of a rough barometer. Obviously, if someone is showing signs of mental decline or they have a family history, then the clock for that might start a little earlier. Certainly, we've done planning for people much older than that, but that's is just kind of a rough rule of thumb. I think that's probably as good as any.
Jeff, do you also help clients who have charitable intent? Are there creative ways they can give to nonprofits that they'd like to support, maybe using estate planning tools?
Yes, and I would want to clarify that this particular part of my practice would not fall under the heading of elder law. So if you're anticipating that a person's going to need long-term care, then you wouldn't necessarily recommend that they be doing this type of charitable giving under those circumstances. But for other clients who have, you know, perhaps much larger estates and are in situations where they would never be in a position to seek government assistance if they needed that care, those types of clients are often more concerned about tax results and, you know, having a family legacy. And so, yes, charitable giving, either during lifetime or at death, can be a part of, even an integral part of, estate planning. And so we do help people do that. And again, it's the same kind of idea. We want to advise them to make it possible for them to do so in a way that gives them the best result from a tax standpoint, from a liquidity standpoint, and from the standpoint of their own personal convenience. And there's a variety of different vehicles that people can look at to accomplish those goals. Again, sometimes it's quite simple. Sometimes it can get more intricate, depending upon how much they want to give, what types of strings they want to hold on to, and what their overall needs and objectives are.
Thanks to our guest today, attorney Jeff Shibetta at the Knox Law Firm. Join us next month for another five-minute podcast featuring a guest from the Knox Law Firm. Knox Law is located at 120 West 10th Street in Erie, Pennsylvania. They can be reached at 814-459-2800. That's 814-459-2800. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Knox Law Firm. Learn more at kmgslaw.com. That's kmgslaw.com.